Gemini, sun or ascendant. What an amazing time to start something new. Whether it's a job, a project, a relationship, you're being asked to commit to something not only that you love, but that still allows you to feel free. I have to take you back to the new moon in Pisces of March 13th, that along with this equinox, create a perfect pathway to a new role, especially when it comes to career. Honestly, it really does. What it's asking you is that you stay committed and that you don't get distracted by too many options, okay? Which is something that Gemini tends to do. Look, the North Node is currently transiting your sign. For all of us, this is asking us to tap into that beautiful ability you have to look at different options. But on the flip side, when you recognize and acknowledge that you have different options, you refuse to commit and to settle. And right now, that's probably not the best approach. Yes, look at the different options, but at this point, I think that you've already honed down on the one option, whether it's career, a project, a loving relationship. I think you've already chosen. So what the cosmos are urging you to do with this equinox right now is commit, move forward with this sense of commitment and expansion. Why expansion? Because Saturn in Aquarius is in the ninth house of expansion, is in the ninth house that takes you, traditionally speaking, the ninth house is a foreign lands of higher learning, of something that isn't familiar to you. So let's say that with COVID and everything, you can't travel to foreign lands and you're not necessarily going back to school or anything like that. But this is about expansion away from what you're used to, away from what you know, in order for you to just simply expand your knowledge of the world. And chances are that if this especially has to do with career, that you're going to have to learn to do something new. So if you were selling real estate before and now you decide that you want to sell insurance, you're going to have to learn all about selling insurance and the laws and all of the stuff, right, that comes with selling insurance. That's what I mean. That's a silly example, but that's what I'm telling you. And look, true liberation and true freedom comes from discipline. It really does, because it is until we're able to really simplify our life that we have freedom. I mean, think about it. This is the best example. Let's say that you work for yourself. Working for ourselves is a really interesting process, especially when it comes to time management. So the best way to feel liberated while we work for ourselves, especially when all of the responsibility comes to us, comes down to us, is to organize ourselves. So this is you saying, I am going to commit these 2 to 3 hours a day to focusing on nothing but my work. And those 2 to 3 hours are going to be the most productive I will be all day long about my work, and I will not be distracted. That type of commitment and discipline then leaves the rest of your day free for you to be liberated. Again, another simple example, but I want you to understand what I'm saying, okay? That's Saturn in Aquarius telling you, look, I'm supporting your action. I'm supporting your Mars in Gemini. I'm supporting you moving in this direction, but you need to commit, okay? This takes us to the Sun and Venus in Aries, which is the energy opening up this beautiful equinox. And this is saying that if you commit to learning more about this new endeavor, about this new relationship, that you will also get support from community. And this is because Sun and Venus in Aries are in your 11th house of community. And so you are going to be exposed to different people. So talk to these new people, create connections, network, have something to offer them, because whatever connections you start making now are going to be connections that can be fruitful for you even into 2022. So again, this is about commitment. Gemini, for a long time, you have been able to just kind of, you know, roll around and just be free and be the social butterfly that is a jack of all trades and maybe master of none. Don't get mad at me. But my point is that it's okay to trust yourself. It's okay to trust that you have the knowledge and that you're able to take full responsibility for that knowledge and create something totally amazing from it. In terms of relationships, don't get boggled down by an old relationship. Because as much as there is difficulty committing, a lot of Geminis tend to stay in relationships that feel familiar. There's a familiarity that feels friendly, that feels easy. Therefore, they stay in that because it's easier than to have to recommit to someone else. And chances are that from last May of 2020 or even December of 2020, you had major changes in relationship that now bring you to the spring equinox in March. Perhaps even in a brand new relationship, and you're saying, this is how I'm going to do things differently. I'm open to different points of views of committing, to different ways of committing to this one person, because I'm leaving South Node in Sagittarius, which is your seventh house of relationships. I'm leaving an old narrative behind about what I thought relationships were, about the fact that I used to think that relationships caged me instead of being open to the fact that there are others outside of my immediate world that want liberation and freedom in the way that I do, but still be in a loving and committed relationship. Okay? I hope I didn't lose you there. But the point is to be able to look at a traditional or common situation from different perspectives, that it is okay to be in a committed relationship while still both of you having very much your own lives, still being free to be yourselves, still being free to do your thing. Look, a lot of this Gemini and Aquarius energy also translates for a lot of people into having open relationships, into having, polyamorous relationships. So that's on a grander scheme. Whether this is true for you or not, understand that liberation and freedom are important. And this has to be the way we feel, whether it's in relationship or work. Okay? So take advantage of the next 3 months, set the tone, take advantage of the networking, be committed, be serious, keep a steady pace, and do your thing, Gemini. I'll talk to you soon.